Got Fremantle Docker midfielder Lockie Neal with me. Lockie, a tough match in some trying conditions. The boys look pretty disappointed coming into the rooms.
Yeah, definitely. It's always disappointing to come off defeated. So we're obviously going to be a bit disappointed. But I thought we showed some really good signs with our competitiveness and attack on the ball and things like that. It was just a few skill errors and decision making, especially out of the back half, that really let us down.
You guys were in the match right up until Aaron Sanderland's left. He's actually gone to hospital. He was a big loss and could be a big loss going forward. How important is Sandy? And obviously, he was a big loss in tonight's game.
Yeah, he's obviously a big loss, but sounds cliche, but we sort of don't sort of live and die by one player. And I thought Alex Pearce came into the ruck and competed pretty fiercely. So Aaron came off before half-time, didn't he? So we got to within 5 points in the last quarter without him out there. And although he's a crucial player and a quality player, I thought Alex came in and everyone else around Alex on ball really stepped up and crashed in and made it pretty competitive around the stoppages.
Still winless after 3 rounds. A tough trip to Etihad Stadium next week for North Melbourne. What do the boys do to regroup ahead of next week?
Yeah, we've got an 8-day break. I think we play next Sunday. So first of all, recover and then go into the club in a couple of days' time and review and just sort of touch up on a couple of things that we did wrong. And we've pointed out already our skill execution and decision making was pretty poor. So I think that'll be the main focus, and it's up to the guys throughout the week to fix that and really put an emphasis on our skills. But yeah, we're not panicking. It's very early in the year, and we'll look forward to heading to Melbourne next week.
And there's a few younger boys running around for Peel who could come back in next week. Who do you like the look of potentially coming in next week?
I don't know who played well this week, but Hayden Crozier, I think he's put in a couple of really decent performances over the last couple of weeks. Connor Blakely, unfortunately, he got injured a couple of weeks ago, but he's another young guy that had a massive pre-season. And then I think Clarkie's a little way away. I don't think he played this weekend, but we got really talented and hungry guys in the waffle at the moment, and it's healthy for us. It makes the competition for spots really strong.
And finally, there's been a few calls on Talkback tonight saying Ross Lyon needs to change things up. What are the players' response to that?
No, I think we're just adapting to a few new things, and like I said, I think it was on the players tonight with our skill execution that really let us down. So we back Ross 100%, and I think defensively we're a lot better tonight and structured up a lot better. So that's another positive to take out of it. It was just our ball movement wasn't fluent enough. So it's on the players. Skills were bad. So 100% behind Ross.
Lockie Neal, thanks for your time this evening. Go well next week.
Thanks, mate.